Breakfast.
Now you're doing Radio 2000, Music Your Memories. Monday morning it is. Delighted to have you on the show. What is it that you want to do?
I
want to
talk to Gerald. Thank you.
Why are you not talking to Johnny? Why are you
all right, so
me?
We're talking about the phrase, time is money. There is, you know, there's more versions of the statement. Time is the most valuable thing in the world. There's many versions to this. We've got Gerald Mwandiambira on the line, award-winning CFP professional speaker, author for professional financial planning and wealth creation. Gerald, how are you this morning?
I'm great. Thank you very much. And good morning to all our wonderful Radio 2000 listeners.
Morning. So, Gerald, how does time relate to money? What does it mean when people say time is money?
People say time is money because the reason you, Glenn, and the whole team is in studio right now is because you're getting paid. And why are you getting paid? Because you're selling your time. Your time, you're selling it in the studio.
Yeah.
So everyone listening today, take your salary, divide it by 24 hours, and that's your hourly rate in life. Time is indeed money because the wealthiest people don't have to sell their time. There's someone listening to Radio 2000 right now who doesn't care what they're going to be doing today because their time was paid for, they've got passive income.
Yeah.
So money is really just a reflection of the value of your time. So you want to create generational wealth so that your children don't have to sell their time like you're selling your time. So it's important
indeed
that we realize those hours we're not working when others are working. They're buying their time for the future so that when they're older, they can relax. And that's why time is definitely money. Money is simply an expression of the value of your time. But people who are really wealthy never have to work a day in their lives, which means they never have to sell their time.
Okay, so if time is money, Gerald, how do we spend it?
Well, what we need to do is to find a balance in life where we're working and selling time, but we also need time to spend with family, etc., which is why, you know, they say you need to find that work-life balance.
Mm.
But what often happens is if your plan is to create generational wealth, you say, I am going to sacrifice myself, work really hard so that my children don't have to work as hard as I do. But other people choose to say, you know what, everyone has their own choice. When my children grow up, they must sort themselves out, which is why they say also that time is the great equalizer. We are all born with the same amount of time the day we're born.
Mm-hmm.
So what we do with it ultimately also is determined by our own attitude towards our potential.
All right, Gerald, thank you so much for your time. We'll chat again soon.
What's up?
Thank you. That's Mr. Gerald Mwandiambira, award-winning CFP professional speaker, author. He speaks for professional financial planning and wealth creation and management. You can get him on his website, www.askgerald.co.za. He's also got a YouTube channel. You can get him on What They Don't Want You to Know About Money. And on X, he's at AskGeraldCFP.
The Morning Buzz with Glenn, Nati, and Lelo.